Can you dig it, sucker?
You're listening to the Hall of Fame. Here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
And he joins us right now. We're talking about the fifth and final season of A Million Little Things. It's underway right now on ABC. You can catch the replays on Hulu. The man who plays Rome Howard joins us right now, Romney Malco. Rom, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for having me. Very appreciated.
Hey, man, look, let's talk about A Million Little Things. This is the fifth and final season. It's already underway. What's the reception been like so far?
So far, the reception has been unlike anything I've ever done. You know, I've been a part of, like, I would like to say a few classics. Weeds, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Think Like a Man. And, you know, I get a lot of people who come up to me and, you know, they want to talk about everything in the streets. But when it comes to this show, people approach me and want to tell me about their lives, want to tell me about how this show has affected their relationships. To me, it is the most earnest, the most sincere connection I've ever had with a fan is through how people receive this show.
You're right, man, because the show touches on so many deep issues. I mean, do you find it hard to, reflect on the characters' depression issues that they go through? Because so many people go through things like that.
You know, this is going to sound horrible, but I was one of those people who believed you could snap out of it. I thought you could, you know, make dietary choices and work out and snap out of it. And it wasn't until I started this show and started reading books. And I mean, I started reading books written as far back as 1989 to present on depression and started developing like a genuine, mature empathy for people dealing with depression that I started realizing how many people in my life growing up throughout my life were battling depression and how you don't snap out of it. And, you know, that empathy, sometimes I really do have to disconnect because literally I'll come home crying if I let it. You know, like the first couple of seasons when I didn't have the experience, I would bring it home because I had a much deeper understanding.
Well, that's a great point. So how do you, you know, separate that character and, you know, not bringing it home with you? Because as an actor, you got to put all of yourself into this role, into Rome Howard, into the show. How do you make that separation?
You make a great point, actually. You know, it starts with being a stone cold gangster, right?
So, which you obviously are. Always have been.
No, but no. it starts with, seriously, like, there's so much to it. So, for one, you have to be willing to like give yourself and I didn't want to risk someone else doing this job and being irresponsible with, you know, an individual who has a history of attempting to take his own life. I felt like that had to be represented authentically. And then the other part of it was I didn't want to see someone going through the motions and playing depression. And it made it very difficult for me to not be involved in this project because of those two things. I knew that there was a big responsibility that came with it. And it just really, over time, I began to learn that I needed to disconnect. And what I mean by disconnect was I needed to basically say, okay, the scene is over. We have to leave it here. And so normally I literally walk around for weeks getting myself into character. In these instances, especially once you've been doing a show for a while, it just becomes part of you. And so in these instances, I genuinely detach once the scene is over. I detach. I try to forget what the dialogue was. So if you try to get any insight on what this show is doing in the next, you know, 13 episodes, I ain't got nothing for you, bruh. I forgot.
I hear you, man. Hey, talk to me about what it's like working with somebody like a James Rodé Rodriguez, right? I mean, the whole cast is talented, but James Rodé is someone I've interviewed a few times. Every time I talk to him, we just laugh throughout the entirety of the interview. Do y'all kind of, you and him, you know, because you obviously have a great comedy background. You talked about 40-Year-Old Virgin, Think Like a Man, other projects that you've done. Do y'all try to lighten the mood on set, like between takes?
Yeah, well, okay, I just want to, there's this huge misconception that because you're doing a serious show, and, you know, everyone's serious. Nothing could be further from the truth. The other part of it is that our show is all serious. Man, I don't know if you've noticed, but half the show is comedy, even with the drama, which to me is a more authentic depiction of life.
Sure.
But Rodeo me is like, he's an inspiring OG in the game of, like, you know, of TV. And I've never seen anything like it. I'm about to tell you something about Rodeo that I don't think anyone in the world ever told you before. This dude can have a 2-page monologue, meaning no one else is speaking but him for 2 pages. And he will, he's always doing multiple things, working on hustling, writing things, you know, directing other things. He'll show up on the day, look at the monologue once, and deliver it pristine with tears. And so people go, you guys must quit, you guys must quit. Honestly, I tried to whoop his ass because jealousy is a disease. And I'm not going to say I'm well. I'll just say that I wish I could do that.
I hear you, man. That would like irritate me. You know, you actually have a past as an MC, as a rapper, and I'm sure you felt this before too. Like when somebody is doing you're doing the track, and somebody just effortlessly delivers that 16, and it's so hard, it almost makes you want to stop, right?
Oh man, it's heartbreaking sometimes. But that's one of the things that is funny as hell. Is what the road day does? It just, it is improv. You'll always find a way to mention MC Scat Cat. I keep calling the showrunner and asking if there's anywhere we can fire him.
I love it, man. Hey, look, obviously we're talking about a million little things. Fifth and final season underway on ABC. You can catch replays on Hulu. We're talking to Romney Malco. You know, Rom, you have some history here in Texas. I'm in Houston, Texas right now. You got history with the area. You moved here when you were young. What do you think Texas taught you more than anything?
More than anything, and I, you know, it's funny, this is just part of my mantra at this point. Texas taught me compassion for human beings. You know, we live in a considerably divided country, and, you know, I'm a person who actually drives cross-country frequently. So I think my last drive, I drove from Vancouver, British Columbia to Florida, and then back from Florida to Vancouver, British Columbia, you know, and I get to experience Americans. And contrary to much of what we see depicted in mainstream news, you know, Americans really are trying to do better. And when I lived in Texas and got to experience, you know, diversity within these places, yes, racism and all that stuff does exist, but as you get to get a closer, I lived in trailer parks, I lived in projects, and just get a closer look, you kind of realize that we actually have more similarities than we do differences. It's just, you know, promoting that isn't beneficial to politicians. It's not beneficial to, you know, major corporations and financial institutions. Keeping us divided is, you know, is usually, you know, more profitable and beneficial. But when I lived in Texas, I did end up finding more similarities and differences in the people that I grew up with. And that's probably the biggest takeaway. It built a lot of character too, because I had to deal with a lot of the ignorance. But to this day, man, I went back not too long ago, and, you know, my buddy pulled me to the side. He's like, "Hey man, I got a gift for you." And he gave me this, cool ass hunting knife. Why? Because we hunted when we were kids. That's what we did. We drove around with our 12 gauges in the back of our pickup truck windows, and we went hunting.
Hey, brother, that's what we do down here sometimes. You know, you got to get a little dirty down here in Texas sometimes. You know, Rom, like, you said you were part of so many classics, which is true. I don't think that there's somebody out in the United States who hasn't seen something that you've been involved with, right? Hadn't seen your face, haven't seen you bring your craft to the screen, whether you said Weeds, A Million Little Things, 40-Year-Old Virgin. I don't know if you're just so in the public consciousness or something's wrong with, like, my Instagram feed and my algorithm, because the last couple weeks, all I've seen is you on there, which isn't bad. You're not a bad guy to look at. But there was this one reel that came up with you and Kevin Hart from 40-Year-Old Virgin. And it's the scene where y'all in the right. store. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. That one reel had 14 million views on Instagram. I was so astounded by it. But it's so funny. How do you not break? And when y'all were doing that, did you know, man, we just captured lightning right now?
You know, honestly, not experienced. That's one of the things I want to say, too, is, you know, I was young. I was new to the game. And, you know, that was like my first time doing like a studio project, I think. And even though I worked with like Paul Rudd, I worked with Vince Vaughn, that was my first studio project. And there's no way with that little bit of experience to gauge the performance of a project that you're involved in. I just knew that when Kevin showed up, I was like, yo, I want to play with that dude some more. I want to work with that dude some more because he kind of got it. And, you know, I always tip my hat to Eddie Murphy because he's one of the biggest influences of my life in regards to comedy. And when Kevin showed up, it was apparent that he got it. And so, yeah, man, just, you know, surprised that after all these years, just new generations keep finding and discovering stuff. I literally was walking into Starbucks the other day with my toddler, and these like kids that were like, I want to say like close to like 12, 13, were like, yo, you're the dude from 40-Year-Old Virgin. I was like, who the hell let you watch that?
Bad parenting choices going on, Rom. Bad parenting choices. But, you know, again, I want to thank you for taking the time. But the show is A Million Little Things, fifth and final season on ABC. Romney Malco joins us right now. Rom, thanks so much for taking the time, brother. Much success to you.
Very appreciated. And big shout out to H-Town.
Appreciate it. Romney Malco, everybody.